Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I think more relieved as anything else that we got through a semi-final that was hard fought. First half, there was nothing between both teams, but the daylight in the second half was when we got the three goals, and that gave us a bit of breathing space to get over the line. But I think the object today was get into the final. Obviously, when I went down to Rockies first, they'd been beaten in the semi-final last year, so it was a mental thing today. We needed to get over the edge and over the line, and that was the big thing that came out of today, was to win. Being honest, and get a shot to whoever comes out of the second game now in 3 weeks' time.
A point ahead at half time, but there were lots of positives from your point of view in that first half. Some fantastic scores and a big spread of scorers as well.
Yeah, I think that was one pleasing thing at the end of the game, was that there was a good spread amongst our forwards. Lots got on the score sheet. You weren't over-dependent on Robbie or Alan up front. There were scores coming all around. Would have liked more midfielders getting on the ball, to be honest with you. But overall, I think the spread of the scores was comfortable to us in the end and pleasing, because when you go into a game, if it's only coming from one direction, that, you know, the opposition will close that down. Whereas if it's coming from all over the place, you're putting fires out everywhere. So from our point of view, scoring from different sources gave the opposition a hard challenge ahead of them.
What was your message to them at halftime?
Being honest, at halftime we were doing okay. We were playing okay, but I didn't think we were getting on the breaking ball. Their long puckouts were causing us trouble. When we broke it to the ground, their midfielder or two running forwards got on the ball and they found the man. That's how I thought they got 7 or 8 of their points. So we had to close that down. And the second thing was we weren't getting the ball in quick enough to the inside boys. And when we sorted that out at halftime, got on the break, gave the pass and put the ball fast into the forward line, that's where the three goals came in the second half.
The first of those three goals, that like gave you, I suppose, a real launching pad to show what you're all about.
Yeah, I think like Ty got the first goal, if I'm right at this stage, but it was a cracker. That young lad is just, to me, he's super. Like his pace, his strength, his skill. Robbie Carter the same. To me, some of those lads will be probably in Pat Ryan's thinking as the year goes on, because I think they're Cork players that will cause damage at intercounty level if they get the confidence and get the experience that they can get over the next couple of years in that scene. But that goal that Ty got, he took his man on, he ran, he stuck it in the net. That's, to me, a player that's on form, a player that wants to perform for his club and maybe get a look at a higher level.
But even Robbie, the third goal that Robbie got, like how intelligent he was, the way he sort of passed the ball to himself and billed out the back of the net.
I think Rob, like for a 20-year-old, Robbie, like Alan is 20, like Tiger I think is 24-ish. But for young lads, they're very, very good at what they're doing. And it's the confidence that they need to keep building. But when he does something like that, it's exceptional. You're talking about the skill level that's there. But in a forward line, it's like in any sport. Once the confidence is there, you know, the magic looks magic. But when the confidence goes a bit, that's what you have to work at. But Robbie's touch at the moment, he's on form. He's probably, to me, he's been one of our best players in the last three matches in a row.
When they came knocking to you, obviously you said yes. You obviously saw something that maybe has brought you to today.
Yeah, it's funny. I'd never even thought of Cork Hurling when I got an approach last February. I was just after coming back from a ski tour and I was thinking, geez, I have enough. And I was after leaving Galway after 5 years at the club scene. But it was a challenge. It was something. I always admired Cork Hurling, the skill level of it, the you know, the ability of Cork players at inter-county level when you were involved with Clare. But it was a challenge. I was going into the unknown. I saw a few clips of the Rockies videos and I said, there's stuff there you could work with. Like, there was talent. And it interested me, to the challenge, to see could I take it a step further with them, because that's what they asked me to do.
the next challenge that you have now, apart from getting ready for a county final, is to manage some of these players, along with the St. Michael's football manager, because of course some of these fellas are involved in football as well.
Yes, there's a balance to be done there. Like the St. Michael's are in the semi-final next weekend, and we wish them well in that. But even the balance over, the fact of having the 3 weeks now might help. Finbar's have players in the final. I don't know the Newtown have, but you're talking about players that are trying to do both, and that's great, but it does have knock-on effects. Like there's injuries, there's workloads that have to be looked at, because you can't flog players at both levels, because they won't perform for either. So it's probably an intelligent look at it. You need to get everything right. But you know, when a player wants to play both codes, you probably have to look at it with them. But it's important to get the balance of it right between both clubs, if it's not the same club, and also that both groups aren't killing the player involved, because no one will benefit at the end of it.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.